Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
You know, every time I hear Denny Green do that, I realize I got to have him on the show sometime. I met his daughter at the Olympics in 1996 in Atlanta. She was a tour guide for an L.A. company, a big-time L.A. company. She's a really pretty girl. Of course, that was almost 20 years ago. I have no idea what she looks like now. I mean, for all I know, she's a toothless hag now. But she was beautiful then, and we had a lot of fun talking. And I met Michael Johnson through her. We were in a VIP area. Matt, just chill out, will you? We were in a VIP area, and I'm standing next to Michael Johnson, the guy that ran the 400 meters. Set the record in the 400 meter. He set the record in the 100 meter. I mean, it was unbelievable. Pulled a hamstring running the finals of the 400 meter and still set a world record. I don't think he was juicing. Well, we'll never know. But listen, let's finish this up, okay? We're going to talk about the relief pitchers that we think are going to make it in the American League. Joe Nathan, Texas closer, 28 saves out of 29. He makes it.
Yep.
A guy named Rivera from New York Yankees.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, never me either. He makes it easily. Even though his average against this year is .260.
And
he's only blown one save. Evidently, he's just trying to make it interesting by walking a guy and letting a few guys get hits.
Plus, it's his last All-Star game, so.
Yeah, and it is in New York. There'll be a few Yankee fans there, you think?
A little bit.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Maybe one or two.
Grant Balfour with the A's, you know, he might make it, he might not, but he's 21 out of 21. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And they are in first place. Greg Holland with Texas. I'm sorry, not Greg Holland. Gary Holland, the Kansas City closer, won't make it. Perkins with Minnesota, even though he's very good. You know, Perkins might make it, but Joe Mauer's going to make it. So I don't know. Yeah. You know what? That's going to be up to Jim Leland with Detroit, whether he wants to keep two Minnesota Twins or not. Because you know he's going to keep as many Detroit Tigers as he can, right? That's just going to happen. Then if you keep going, I don't know if there's anybody else that we need to talk about. Can you think of anybody? Who's Boston's guy? Well, let's look. Let's look right here. I got it right here. 17 out of 18, Jansen with Toronto. He throws 98, but he's not going to make it.
Well, what about Joe Johnson?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think he makes it because I'm still looking for his name. Oh, you know who's going to make it? No, he's not. I would say Frary's going to make it with the Angels, but the Angels suck, so he's not going to make it.
Johnson, he leads the AL in saves with 29.
But his ERA is up.
Yeah, his ERA is 3.83, and he's blown five saves.
Well, you know whose ERA is up to? Justin Verlander. But lucky for him, his manager is coaching the team. I'm looking here, too. Will Helmson with Seattle won't make it. Reed with the White Sox, that's funny. Yeah, Johnson's 29-34, 250 average against Roy. I think we just got all the pitchers. I think that's it. Now, they can only have 13 of those guys we mentioned, and we may have mentioned about 17 or 18. So figure it out.
What about Jack Quinn Bennett?
No. Benoit, no. He's not going to make it. We already talked about all the guys that are going to make it. Now, listen, Roy, we got a special deal worked out for these people. We're going to sit here since today is Friday, and people, we are doing this show on Friday. And we're recording it, which is kind of cool. So when I start coughing, Matt can, like, you know, make a space, and we go back and pick it up. And my voice sounds great all the time. But listen, well, it sounds like my voice. I'm not going to say it's great. Hey, listen, here's the deal. I'm going to pick three games. You're going to pick three games. All right, ready? Pick them. Yep. I already got them. You already got them. Tell everybody who you're taking on Friday today.
Yes.
All right.
Friday.
All right, go ahead. Who are you taking?
Friday, I have the Texas Rangers over the Houston Astros.
That's pretty safe.
Yeah, it's a safe play. I also have the St. Louis Cardinals over the Miami Marlins.
That's a safe play.
Yeah, I like to be safe, you know? And the Oakland Athletics over the Kansas City Royals.
Is Oakland at home?
Oakland is away, and Malone's on the mound.
And Malone used to be a National guy.
Yes, he did. I like Malone.
He came over in the trade for Gio. Now, let me ask you a question.
Let's hear it.
Who did I pick?
You have the Cleveland Indians.
Masterson's pitching today. That's why I took him. Are they at home?
They're at home, yes, against the Tigers.
I like them. Hey, listen, this is huge. They need the win, right? Mm-hmm.
That they do.
Because they're a game and a half back, I think.
Then you have the Philadelphia Phillies and Cliff Lee over Hudson and the Braves.
I can't believe I took Philly, but at least they're in Philadelphia, and it is Cliff Lee. Yeah, I think that's a safe play.
And then you have Mike Trout and the Angels over the Boston Sox.
I like that a lot. And why do I like that? Are they in Boston or are they in L.A.?
They're in L.A. and Wilson's throwing.
And you know what? Why else I like that? My boy is starting to hit the ball. Josh is starting to hit the ball. If Josh gets hot, they'll win 9 out of 10. And they've already won, I want to say, 8 out of 12. So they're starting to look better, even though they're not very good.
They're creeping back towards that 500 mark.
Yes, they are. Now, let's talk for real quick. The All-Star game, let's come out with an early prediction here.
Okay.
The National League has won the last three All-Star games. They might have, I mean, they have. And every year they have been in a position to do what? Host four games, the National League. That's why the All-Star game means something now.
Yep.
You know, the American League really needs to win this game. They really do. And I got to tell you, normally I would take them, but I ain't going against my guy. Boch is going to bring the National League back with a win. And it's going to be a lot of fun for Boch because, you know, they're having a hard time in San Francisco with injuries and whatnot. It'll be kind of nice to have all these great players playing for him right now. And I got a feeling he'll do a good job. What do you think? Who do you think is going to win it?
I would take the AL if it was in an AL park. But being
you really think that makes a difference in New York, though? Because don't you think there'll be more Yankee fans than Met fans there?
I don't mean with the fans. I mean that if this game was being played in Yankee Stadium and not the Mets Stadium, then you have a smaller ballpark and players like Davis are going to go yard, you know, every other appearance kind of thing.
Well, you know, you're right.
When you're playing in Mets Stadium, it's more of a pitcher's park, and I go for the better pitching team, and that to me is the NL.
You know what? I agree with you. And I got to tell you, I didn't even think about that. I thought they were going to bring the fences in, but evidently they didn't. I think they brought the right center field fence in a little bit.
They brought them in a little bit, but it's still a pitcher's park.
Well, you know what? If you can just look at David Wright's numbers, and that'll tell you that. I don't even think David Wright has 10 home runs yet. I think he's got 9 or 8. But he's David Wright. And you know what I'd like to say right now? David, I know you. You know who I am. We have a lot of mutual friends together. Don't you want to go to San Francisco and finish your career there? I would love to see them trade Pablo for him because I think it'd be good for both guys. I think Pablo's in a place right now. Pablo Sandoval, we're talking about, you know, the Panda. I love Pablo. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, if he's not going to lose the 40 pounds he needs to lose and he's just going to continue to hurt them defensively, I just don't, you know, I think he needs a fresh start somewhere. Plus, I think Pablo would be huge for the New York Mets. Don't you? Don't you think he would be a you know, just somebody that would just bring the fans to him in New York?
I mean, I don't think David Wright's going anywhere. I mean, Pablo, you know, if they could.
Well, why don't we put that deal together? Why don't we put that deal together?
I don't know where else he would play because he's not gonna take David Wright's position.
No. You'd trade one for the other.
It wouldn't. No way.
You would just swap them.
I wouldn't do it. Not unless the Mets get something else.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't a heartbeat. Now, I got to tell you something. Pablo Sandoval can do things with a bat nobody else in baseball can do. David Wright is more of a blue-collar guy, lunch pail guy, comes to work every day. He's going to play. Doesn't have the it factor that Pablo does, but he also doesn't have the weight problem that Pablo does. Although a lot of people will tell you Dave gets a little chunky in the offseason because
Wright is arguably the best third baseman in the NL. So I wouldn't trade a glove. I mean, he's got, and it's not like his bat's lacking at all. You know, he's got power.
No, absolutely.
He's got a great glove, which Sandoval doesn't.
You know who he swings like? Buster Posey. He stays inside the ball real nice. And you know what? He doesn't punch out that much either. He really doesn't. He's a great hitter. He's a great ball player. He's a great kid. And he's in New York. You know, yeah. I mean, he really, you know, he's probably got a lot going on there, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, yeah. No, I mean, the Mets have, you know, made a commitment to build the future of their franchise around him, and that's been the thought process in New York for quite some time now. I mean, he's a great young player, so I wouldn't go trade him for anybody really, unless you got nothing straight up. If you got some sort of big package for it, then maybe you're talking.
Well, something. You know, age wise, Dave is actually a little older than Pablo. I think he's about a year and a half, 2 years older than him. Mm-hmm. And I think that San Francisco could sweeten the pot because what do the Mets need? Everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, they could give him Gary Brown, who's sitting in Fresno, that was like the number one, you know, minor league prospect for like 2 or 3 years. They could give him somebody like that that might end up having a great time in New York. When we get back, we're going to put my interview with Gary Myers on, and it was a great interview. Gary is one of the top guys. He's an NFL insider. He used to be on the NFL show that HBO had every week. He also has just written Coaching Confidential, the Inside the Fraternity of NFL Coaches. I've actually read the book now, and I can't wait to talk to Gary when the season gets close. We're only 60 days away from the NFL season starting. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on News Talk 1230 WFAS.